one comment during that press conference today that's going on in Bratislava. Mr. Bush said that Mr. Putin had agreed with him that they need to work together to control the development of nuclear weapons in Iran, that is, to ban the development of those weapons. The West is trying to prevent Iran from building nuclear weapons. The Iranians say they are developing peaceful nukes for power stations. Speaking in Europe a couple of days ago, President Bush had this to say.
And finally, this notion that the United States is getting ready to attack Iran is simply ridiculous. Having said that, all options are on the table.
Yesterday, the president seemed to soften his tone somewhat, saying that Iran is not Iraq. Ebrahim Yazdi is a leader of a pro-democracy group in Tehran, the Freedom Movement of Iran. He's a former foreign minister for the late Ayatollah Khomeini. He joins us from Tehran. Mr. Yazdi, what's the perception among Iranians about what Mr. Bush is saying? Do your people fear a war?
We do not fear a war. We are concerned that President Bush's position against Iran lacks consistency. Sometimes he is bitterly against Iranians, sometimes saying different things. So all we are concerned is that somehow the United States may take some drastic action against Iran, which will not help democracy in Iran, but rather will help the hardliner extreme rightists to justify their political suppression against the democratic forces inside Iran.
Does that mean some kind of public pressure in Iran over this nuclear question, which much of the West is really concerned about?
In the absence of the freedom of the press, it is very hard to judge what the majority of Iranians thinks or wanted. But however, we believe here that Iran has the right to acquire the nuclear technology. We believe that the United States government is suffering from being double standard. We believe that Iran should sign the additional protocol, should abide by the safeguards regulation, should cooperate fully with the international agency. At the same time, the international agency should come to agree with Iran how Iran should continue his nuclear program.
Well, a central issue has been the enrichment of uranium, which could be used for nuclear power stations or could be used to build a bomb. Given that the U.S. and Europe agreed that Iran should not develop these nuclear weapons, and the history in the region that the U.S. plainly will go to war over this issue, shouldn't the Iranian government just comply? Wouldn't that be in its best interest, even though it might not want to?
Well, I do agree that the national Iranian interests dictate that Iran should cooperate with the international agency. There is a great doubt if the Americans could justify their threat and claim that Iran is after the nuclear arm. I don't think that there is a consensus among the Iranian authorities to go after the nuclear arm.
You know, some American political observers, neoconservatives especially, say that the Iranian people can be persuaded to overthrow their own government. What do you think? You are a leader of the pro-democratic forces.
Well, the reform movement in Iran is not after overthrowing the present system. All our effort is to improve the political situation without necessarily going to subversion and overthrowing their system.
Ebrahim Yazdi is Secretary General of the Freedom Movement of Iran. Mr. Yazdi, thank you for speaking with us.
Thank you.